Welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast, an actual play podcast of Paizo's 2.0's Adventure Path the Extinction Curse. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for the Misguided and Misfitted Adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Christopher.
Hello.
You're second, actually. I messed up the first one. Nathan.
Hello.
Elmer.
What's up?
Marcus.
Hello.
Zach.
What's up?
Welcome back, guys. It's nice to have you here around this table, this virtual table we have. It's about 97 degrees in this room, so...
I think you are exaggerating.
I don't think I am. You can see me. I am sweating.
Show me the thermostat.
Show me the thermostat.
Yeah, show me the thermostat.
Show me the thermometer.
Post it on Twitter.
That's your finger.
That's a middle finger, Joe. That's not a thermometer.
It's so rude.
It's gauging the temperature of this environment.
What's it tell you?
That it's hot and that I want to get to this combat. So let's do this.
Hey, man, you're in control. You could have started. You didn't have to talk about the heat.
I had to so you could know where I'm at. So you know where your DM is. During this, his mental.
I'm pretty fairly certain I know where you're at. You know,
yeah.
I've been to your house.
Hey. At least it's a dry heat. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Yes,
because it's been very humid lately, and it sucks. But it's finally broken through. So
it's fine. It's fine over here.
It's like 72 in this apartment, probably.
Some yeah, they life. Live. They live in Antarctica. They live in.
I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
I know. They
could not hate you more than I do right now. It's so. I don't hate you. I'm just jealous of you. I want to be
Joe,
you.
Joe, to start the episode.
Last week, you guys went on a little adventure. You found yourself at the Hermitage, where you guys fought some very mean frogs. Slurks. Yes, which I thought was going to be a lot easier combat. Turned out to be life-threatening to some of us here. Grimlock.
It was okay. That's fine.
What can you say? Grimlock likes being on his back.
Grimlock likes toeing the line. You guys searched the room around you, searched the storage room. There wasn't anything in there except a bunch of birds. You went ahead and skipped my nice description of the door and said, screw that. I'm not here for you, lore. And kicked open the door where you saw the mayor... get beat unconscious by a bad guy. And that's where we're at. Three hooded bad guys are standing in this stone room with four pillars, and we're gonna roll for initiative.
He's not dead, right?
I mean, last episode, at the end, you said you made it pretty clear he's dead, but now he's unconscious. Is he dead or unconscious?
It seemed dire last time.
I said he got hit in the back of the head.
He said, howdy.
You said his head split open like a watermelon.
I don't think I did.
You said we saw his eyeballs.
You can see people's eyeballs and them not be dead.
I remember you said that he looked like what's his face from Walking Dead.
Yeah,
Glenn. And spoilers.
Glenn. Spoilers.
Show's old. Doesn't matter anymore.
Can I get you guys' initiative,
Carl?
Coral. Fidget got a 10.
Grimlock got a 26 total. Thank Grimlock.
Ooh, natural 20 there?
Oh, yeah.
And Carmen got a 13.
Naz got 14.
Snap got a 14.
All right. Grimlock, it looks like you somehow have the upper hand on all these people. You get to go first.
Even though Fidget's blocking the door.
Yep, you kick up, Fidget kicked open this door. There's an unconscious body, might be dead, might be alive, with the F3 inscription on the ground. And four stone pillars.
All right, I'm gonna go in the room. All right, I get into the middle of the room and I look at the first guy closest to me. What do the enemies look like?
Oh, I can show you, actually.
Did you get healed? Chris?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Did you?
Snap, healed me fully.
I healed him full and then I failed my heal on Anaconda.
Yeah, I'm remembering that now. Dang it.
You moved too much. You're a squirmer.
they The one that's in front of you has darker skin with white hair. He's got mutton chops. He's got a pretty cool set of armor, looks like leather, with a brown shield and a trident. And if you have a camera on, you can actually see it.
Okay.
They all look the same?
That's what the first guy looks like in front of you.
Okay.
Well, I don't care what he looks like. I don't know why I asked. I'm going to raise my great axe and strike him.
All right. Indiscriminately.
Strike him. Roll a 14 total.
A 14 is not going to hit.
All right. Second attack, I am going to go for the trip. That plus 5. 18 total.
And that's against my fortitude save, correct?
That is against your fortitude save.
That isn't going to do it. So it goes ahead and jumps over your axe as it blocks your axe with the first hit with its shield, then jumps over your sweeping little trip attack.
Hey, this guy's nimble. I'm done.
Next up is Snap.
I have a question for you. Are they... What race are they?
Human. All of them are human.
All right.
I'll move into the room, so we'll... Snowflake will take a bite attack. Does a 22 hit?
A 22 does hit.
So 6 damage.
Ow, okay.
To the one closest to Grimlock, and then Snap will take a swing. Does a 14 hit?
14 does not hit.
Alright, and that's the turn.
That was 6 points of damage, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so Snowflake comes in, bites him in the leg, draws some blood. And Carmen, you're up.
I'm going to move in next to this ancient rune that depicts F3 right next to Grimlock. And I'm going to try to attack the guy that he did right in front of him. Oh no, 7 plus 9. 16.
16 is not going to hit.
Well then I'm gonna hold the rest of my turn. I got 2 more moves left.
You have 1 move left.
1 move left, yeah, you're right. I can't do that. I am going to... Shit. I guess I'll just attack again. 3 plus 9, 12 minus whatever thing there.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. Alright, Naz, it's your turn. Time to shine, buddy.
Alright. Alright, back here. What is this right here? That's just like a little hole?
That's the stone pillar.
Can I get right here?
Yes.
I'm gonna bite his ass. 2 times.
Which one? The one that's biting Grimlock or the one that's right in front of you?
The one... I'm gonna get the one right in front of me, then the one that's fighting Grimlock.
Okay.
Does a 27 hit?
Yeah, it does hit. You hold the natural 20 there, bud.
Yep.
So, how much points of damage are you doing?
3 points of damage, critical damage 2, plus 2.
Do 5 points of damage.
Then the second one is 24, just 24 hit.
24, and you're going to minus 4 for your attack, because it's your second attack. Wow. Still hits.
Tight. And 3 points of damage.
Alright. So this guy has been bitten by a goblin and a dinosaur. Not the best of days. But it is his turn. So with his first action, he is going to... Actually, yeah, he's going to go into a rage. So you see his eyes start to become a little bit more opaque. And his grip on his trident becomes stronger. He's going to lash out with his trident against you, Grimlock. 13 plus 11, 24.
Jesus, yep, that hits.
All right, that's going to do 2d8 plus 2 piercing damage. 7 points of piercing damage as he stabs you with his trident. And for his third action, he's going to raise his shield.
What does that mean? Does it just give you a bonus to defense?
So that gives him a bonus, and that also means for a reaction, he can shield block, which means if you hit him, or if anyone hits him once during this, like, round, he can use a reaction, and he could used a shield to absorb some of the damage.
Got it.
And it also raises his AC up for the round. It is his friend who's behind him who just got bit by Naz's turn, and it's going to turn and go into the same kind of rage. So Naz, you see this guy's eyes become more opaque, and he stabs at you for a 16.
Nope.
All right. So he misses with the first one. He's going to go ahead and do it again. 13 plus 24. He hits you for 19. Is a 19 hit?
Yeah.
Alright. So he's gonna do some damage. Oh! Max damage on one of those dice. He's gonna do 12 points of piercing damage as he comes at you with his trident.
What a hunt.
And then that's his turn. He can't raise his shield because he used all of his actions. Fidget, it's your turn.
It's really cramped in here. It's not...
Really cramped.
And it's not the best for Fidget. And, like, everyone's just in the way. Fuck me. She's gonna move in the back with the snowflake and where Snap is. And her only option right now is to just try to pelt them, because all of her other spells are area effect, and if she does, it's gonna hit everybody, and I can't figure out a puzzly way to maneuver it, so I'm just gonna be rolling for a telekinetic projectile as she sends her dagger flying. Plus 9. So that would be a 21, I believe.
And who are you trying to hit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hitting the guy that was fucking with Grimlock. This dude right here.
21 is going to hit exactly.
Yeah, I think she has a shield block. Because you can't see anything, so she doesn't know who was. So she wasn't expecting him to be ready. It's going to be 2d6 for damage with telekinetic. That's 2d6 slash damage. That's going to be a 7 plus 4, so 11 points damage of slashing.
Alright, he's going to raise his shield and try to block some of that. So, 3 of those points are going to go into his shield. What's that? 11 minus 3 is 7? Or no, 8. 8. I can do math, guys.
Does that mean his shield's broken then?
No, his shield just took damage. It has a certain amount of health points.
Oh, okay.
And if he gets past its broken condition, then it will stop being functional for him.
And that's the end of my turn.
Okay. That means it's the last corrupted retainer's turn. He sees you in the back over there, and he's actually going to make his way towards you.
Fuck me. All right.
And he's going to go after the spellcaster. He did not like a dagger floating without any cause. So that's going to be a 27.
That's it.
Alright, he is also raging.
Wait, you said 27?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay, that's it.
Did you think it was a...
I thought it was going to be a crit. Not yet, though.
That's 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. Fuck me, alright.
He's in his rage. His eyes are opaque, and he's going to raise his shield, and that's his turn.
Ow!
Yes. Grimlock, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to try something I haven't... I think I only tried it once. I'm going to try the tamper, one of my class feats. Tamper the enemy in front of me, their armor. So that's a crafting check. And it basically just gives him a...
Ooh.
It's a 26. So you have to roll a reflex save.
Okay.
You have to beat 26.
It will basically give you a penalty, depending on what you get. Or if you succeed. Okay.
So I rolled a natural 1. So tell me what happens to me.
Critical failure. Critical success. Your tampering is effective if it's against... Did I say armor or your weapon? What did I say?
I said armor.
I said armor.
Okay. So it hampers your movement. So negative 10 to foot penalty to their speed. And also you're flat-footed for the next 2 rounds.
Okay, that means something.
That's perfect for Naz.
Oh, yeah. Hear that, Naz? That was the one in front of me. Okay, so for my second action, I'm just going to great axe attack. Not great. That's a 9.
What the hell do you do to my armor?
Let's say, like, I took out some hand shears, you know, from, like, my utility belt, and I just, I cut, like, a piece of it off, and all of a sudden, like, your, like, chest plate falls or something like that.
Okay, I love it, yeah.
So I rolled an attack. That's definitely just a miss, and I'm gonna... I'm gonna go for another sweep. Good old sweep attack. 22 versus your fortitude save.
22?
Yeah. 17 plus the weapon bonus. That's already subtracting the 5 for the second attack, too.
That's a success.
Okay, so I successfully tripped him. Actually, why would... He's already flat-footed, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's going to further embarrass him.
Stand up now.
And that's the end of my turn.
All right, so you have embarrassed this man as he lost his breastplate and now is falling to the ground. Snap, your turn.
Snowflake will attack the person in front of her. So... 17?
17's gonna miss.
Alright, and then Snap will do battle medicine on first Anna Carmen and then Fidget. Ooh. So 4, it fails on Anna Carmen.
No.
And it fails on Fidget.
All right.
Fidget holds her side. It's okay, Snap. I know you tried your best.
Is battle medicine a skill or a
it's a feat. Spell?
Okay.
It's an amazing feat.
It's a feat. It's that. Yeah, it works the same as treat wounds, except I can do it in combat.
Cool.
All right, Anna Carmen.
I'm going to turn my sights on the one that is right in front of Fidget. Grimlock can handle himself, so I will aid the friend. And I will actually tumble through this bad boy right here. Get him flat-footed.
If you move to the left of Grimlock, you'd be flanking it with Fidget.
Tumble through Grimlock.
I'll tumble through Grimlock.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
You could jump over him. He's a dwarf.
Oh,
I do the whole thing where I bend forward and you roll over my back.
Can I backflip over him? For a pass show?
If you fail, you're not going to move and you lose one of your turns.
That's fine.
All right, yeah.
Acrobatics, baby. Oh, I rolled a 9. Plus 11, baby.
Yeah, there it is.
20. You
succeed in your backflip.
Backflip over the little man. Got the panache. Yeah, awesome. So now I'm going to attack the guy that's been going after Fidget. Jeez Louise. 6 plus 9. Anything? 15?
No.
All right, I'm going to do it again. 11 plus 9, 20, but I'm probably at around 15 this time, huh?
Yeah, because you minus 5.
Damn, all
you
right.
Attack with is a rapier, is that an agile weapon?
Well, it's finesse.
Finesse, so you only minus 4 for your attack. And you minus 8.
Really?
Yeah.
For the second attack?
For the second attack, you minus 4. Well, I mean, you're still going to miss, but just for future.
Good to know.
Good, yeah, good to know. How
Grimlock
many...
didn't like that you used him as a springboard.
Yeah. Well, maybe
unnecessary flash.
Oh, it's part of who I am. Okay. Anna Carmen isn't really, you know, concerned with the egos of men. So
Naz, you got one that's in front of you that has all of its attention on you. You have another one that could not be any more flat-footed, as it is on the ground and you're flanking it. And it has its armor wrapped around.
And someone's pinging
it. I'm gonna attack this one 3 times. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna attack this one, the one that's with the armor.
3 times.
With my jaws twice. God damn it, that does not do anything. I rolled a 12. That's a
miss.
Another one, 18.
Minus 5. 13, not gonna hit.
Son of a bitch. One more time.
Hope for the nat 20.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, you just keep 13. Trying to chew at this poor man. And his His armor is just too thick, and your teeth are not getting through. It is his turn. He's going to spend one action to stand up. He's going to attack Anna Carmen for doing the crazy flip. That's going to be a 20.
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah, Nate, you don't think so?
I don't think so. I think Anna Carmen's AC is 21.
I think it actually was 21.
My AC is 20.
Damn,
guys, you guys are close. All right, so I messed up with the rage. They do an extra D8 of damage, so it's actually 3D8.
Hold up.
So take 13 points of damage, Anna Carmen.
Okay.
Comes at you and stabs you in your thigh.
Future reference.
Yes.
Do you, like, with my little nimble dodge that I can use once per round, do you want me to say at the beginning when you're going to attack me whether I'm going to use it or not, or do you care if after damage is rolled?
I prefer before damage is rolled, but I don't know what the actual text is. Trigger, a creature targets you with an attack and you can see I think you have to say it before I even roll it.
Alright.
So for now on, if I say it, I'm attacking you. Be on your guard.
Sounds good. 11 damage. Great!
13 points of damage.
Great!
And then he's going to turn and try... No, he's going to raise his shield. That's all three actions for him. His friend who's behind him is going to try to still attack this goblin. It's a 24 to hit. And now you're going to take 12 points of damage.
That ain't nothing.
And then it's going to try to attack you again. Ooh. 22 to hit.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. And you're going to take 18 points of damage with that hit.
18 points of damage?
Yes.
So I'm down.
So you guys see as a trident stabs into Naz's chest and he goes down.
Uh-oh.
You guys say the word, I'll leave.
Naz, it's your turn. Oh, sorry. Fidget, it's your turn.
Alright, well, after watching Naz go down and after getting hit herself and watching Grimlock and Anacarm getting hit a lot, fuck, I don't know what to do.
You're gonna pull out your ultimate technique.
Everyone's together. I can't do it without it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anna Carmen, you only take 6 points of damage, and Naz, you only take in total 16 points of damage instead of the 25.
Why is this happening?
I read the rage wrong. It already adds in the extra D8, so they're doing 2D8 instead of 1D8. So they should not be doing 3d8 points of damage. I thought that was insane.
So how many, what's the damage again?
Snap, you're going to take 2 plus 4. Sorry, Naz. 8 points of damage for the first hit, and then for the second hit, you take 10 points of damage. So 18 points of damage total. And a Carmen, you're going to take 6 points of damage.
Yep, I already did the math. I'm back to full health, baby.
Don't think that's true.
Okay, all right, Fidget, with the guy's attention being on Anna Carmen. Actually, I don't know. She's gonna try something new, something very similar. It sparked inspiration after she made the clown land on his face. She's going to pull that familiar thread of matter that allows her to cast telekinetic projectile, and she's going to cast telekinetic maneuver. I am going to try to disarm this guy.
Okay.
Using a spell attack roll instead of athletics check. That would be a 19.
What is that against?
Wouldn't that just be against the combat maneuver things? Is that a thing?
There is no combat maneuver.
Give me one second. I will have the answer to you.
Against the reflex DC.
Is it?
Yes.
All right.
So their reflex DC is a 16.
I beat it, so I yank his weapon out of his hands.
All right. With
my mind. I did that with my mind. And then with my knife, I will stab him.
You weaken the target's grasp on the item.
Mm-hmm.
Until the start of that creature's turn, attempts to disarm the target of the item, gain a +2 circumstance bonus.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you need to critically succeed for it to come out of his grasp.
So then what happens now? It's not yanked out of his hand? It's just,
it becomes looser, and it takes a -2 to attack with it.
Okay. All right, well then, that's fine. All right, yeah, so I'm mind struggling with him to take it out of his hand. And I'm going to try to roll for attack with my knife, and that is going to be a 24.
That hits. You shank him.
Cool. Great. It's not going to be good. 3 points of damage.
Oh, but you did damage.
Yeah, 3 points of piercing damage.
You poked him.
Yeah, got him.
Nice poke, bro.
Every poke's piece poke. Of strength, especially right now.
You know, I'm just glad, you know, like this arm might be good because it can help with the thing. So put a little icon on this guy. Make sure he's disarmed so you know that he has a -2. That's my turn. That's all three of my actions.
Okay. So he didn't like that, so he's going to try to attack you with one of his actions.
Mm-hmm.
27.
What, with the -2?
Oh, sorry. A 25.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Please excuse me. How rude. 9 points of damage. And then he's going to turn around as he felt something whiff behind him and try to attack Anna Carmen.
Bridget's bleeding out, but she's still standing, holding her knife and using her other hand to try to control the dude's axe.
It's about a 17. Is that hit, Anna Carmen?
No.
All right. He misses, and then he's going to raise his shield again.
I just like to imagine like it was about to hit Anna Carmen, and Fidget yanks the weapon out away.
Yes.
Anna Carmen is furious.
It's your turn.
Grimlock sees the situation. He's ready to turn his turn on overdrive. So it's a crafting check.
Sunset
overdrive. Letting it rip, turning it on, jittering and jiving. 16 is a standard DC. 15. That's a success, right?
Until I look it up and it says no. Yeah.
All right, we're saying it. So it's an extra something or something, right?
You're the boss of your class, Chris.
You can't. I turn into a dragon. I bite his head off.
Well, if that's what it says, that's what it says.
Okay, well then, first action and the second action, I'm gonna keep swiping this man. Oy, 16.
A 16?
Minus his 2 still from.
How is it a 16? You rolled a 20.
Oh, my bad. That's a 13 plus 7. That's a 20.
I don't know how you saw that.
He saw the crafting 16. I thought that was his attack.
Okay. Yeah. No, that hits because he's flat-footed.
Thank you. Oh, 12 plus. What do you add to damage? Your strength?
Yeah.
14 points of damage on that.
Do you add something extra because it's overdrive?
Yes. That's true, Joe. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for, to help you.
Help us, help us. Oh, it's just my intelligence modifier. So 4. So 16, 18 points of damage.
All right, so it raises its shield to block your axe, and your axe goes right through the shield and still pierces into the side of this guy's skull.
Nice. Nice and violent.
Out.
All right, I take the axe out of his skull, and I turn around, and I strike the man behind me.
Okay.
That is 16 total.
16's not going to do it.
All right. Then I miss this man. And my turn's over.
It is Snap's turn.
So everybody's pretty hurt. On both sides, right?
Yeah, Fidget's taking some hit, Grimlock's taking a hit, and Snap is taking some hits. Anna Carmen seems fine.
Fidget's trying to keep her blood in her body, and Naz took some hits, Joe.
Naz.
Yeah.
Hasn't Anna Carmen taken a lot of hits? Oh no, she okay.
Yeah, she did take a hit.
Okay, so I'll cast. Fidget took how much? 8 damage, and then
I took 10. I took 10 and 9. I took 19 points of damage.
19 points of damage. Okay, so then I'll cast. Let me see. I'll cast heal, but at heightened. So then I will. Okay. So 2d8, which will be 14 health.
Oh. Sweet
heal. And then
is that just on Fidget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause it's that way it's only one action to do it.
Okay.
Nice. And then I will move over and then I will use battle battle medicine to try and heal Naz. And that passes, actually. I think it passes. Yeah, because it's 8. So that passes, which is, what is treatment? 1d8? 2d8. 8 points of damage to heal for Naz.
8 points?
Yeah, 8 points you're healed. And then that's my turn.
Damn, Marcus, you healed. That was very good.
Good medic!
Shit. You got a new medic.
So I'm just upset that that this one particular guy even damaged Fidget. Poor little Fidget. So I'm going to try to essentially intimidate it. Intimidate the guy to try to demoralize him.
Okay.
Roll for that. Fucking hell. Hero point. I rolled a 5, so I'm gonna use my hero point.
Smart man.
Reroll that. All right, 14 plus 7, 21.
You succeed.
Sweet. I just started laying into it. I was just like, you worthless piece of flesh. How dare you touch such a strong, beautiful woman and damage her? Everybody that has ever loved you is wrong. You are nothing.
Why are you so
mean? Nothing.
You demoralized me.
Yeah, so now I'm going to try to attack.
All right.
Does it still have the -2 from the shield being broken?
Its shield's not broken. It has a -2 to hit.
Oh, okay.
But it is flat-footed because it's being flanked by you and Fidget.
Ooh, I think demoralize. I think it's -1 more point.
All right, so it has a -3 to its AC.
We could double-check real quick. But yeah, I'm gonna roll to hit. Oh! Oh, God! That's nice. 18 plus 9. 27.
Now we actually have to look stuff up.
Yes, please. Because if it has a minus to its AC, this could mean something big.
Yeah, so all your checks and DCs, and AC is a DC, so it's a -1, which means its AC becomes a 17 with the flank and the demoralize.
Oh, baby! And I rolled a 27. That's a crit.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's a crit.
That's a crit.
A critical foul. Oh,
they start crying.
That's a crit. Yeah, this dude is crying. That's a lot to stab him. It.
A tear. Water is becoming apparent in his eyes.
What a baby.
Talk to me about damage.
Well, I'm reading up on the deadly D8 tribute, a tribute to my rapier right now. So on a critical hit, this weapon adds a weapon damage die of the listed size, which is D8. Roll this after doubling the weapon's damage. So this increases to two dice if the weapon has a greater striking rune. Well, that doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, you don't have a greater striking rune.
Yeah, no. So it sounds like I just add the D8 worth of damage after doubling the normal damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Do you want me to just double the roll of the D6 or just roll 2D6?
You can... We can choose this as a party. I think if we just roll 2d6, it's more fun because we get to roll more dice. But you also, we've been doing it wrong, you double everything. So you double your bonuses as well.
I rolled 2d8s, is what you're telling me after this.
No, you rolled 2d6. I thought you hit with a d6.
Yes.
So 2d6.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I rolled 2 ones. So 2. Plus 2 for the weapon bonus, 4, plus another 2. For having panache, so 6. So let's get this D8 out here. 7! 13. 13 points of damage.
Alright, that's a good crit.
Man, that was good. You stop that right now.
You took a big chunk out of it.
That was not a good crit. I got 2 ones off my D6. Average crit.
Yeah, you did damage.
Cool. Well, now I'm going to use one of my panache points and attack with confident finisher. So even upon a failure, still gonna do some sort of damage. So this is the second attack, D10 plus 9, 19, minus 5, 14, doesn't hit. So now it's just half of the precise strike damage
5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. All right. Don't know how you half hit with a rapier. I feel like it's all or nothing with that. But you do it.
I stab you in a non-lethal place.
All right, you stab his hand.
Or just cuts. Just like it just cuts right through, you know?
Yeah, slashes.
How do you slashes, slash rapier?
Slashes with the tip.
It has a point, Joe. It's not like a needle. It has a blade, which is very fine.
Why'd they call it needle then?
Because it was a needle.
Wait, what?
He's talking about Game of Thrones.
Because it was little.
Yeah, because it was a tiny needle. That probably wasn't even a rapier. It's like a smaller hand.
I think they said it in jest because she's a woman and she's, you know, supposed to be sewing with a needle, and they were thinking needle.
It's a Naz's turn.
Alright. We're just trying to bite this man. 3 times. Woo! 22 hits. 26 hits. 17.
So you have to minus for your second attack.
Wow, that definitely still hits, though.
It still hits, though.
Okay.
So two of those hit.
Well, it's irritating because the damage. The first one, I just did 1 point of damage.
And the second one.
I know, and the second one. I'm sure the third one does not hit.
The third one does not hit. So you do 2 points of damage.
Oh, my gosh.
With is your it teeth. It, no, it's just it, though, and it looks angry.
There's a bunch of slobber everywhere.
All right. The first retainer's dead. It's the second retainer's turn. It sees you on its leg, and like a dog, it just moves away from you. And it's going to move over here. It sees that this goblin over here has been putting his teammates back together, and is going to take a strike out at Snap. Does not hit with a 14, I'm assuming.
No.
And it's going to try to attack again. That's going to miss as well with another 14. All right, so it misses with both attacks, and it moves, so that's its turn. Fidget, you go.
Okay, Fidget is going to to cast two spells. First spell, the shield, the shiny iridescent shield appears in front of one of her open hands, and the other hand she's going to cast Spider Sting.
Spider Sting.
Yeah, as her other free hand glows with that sickly green light. Whoa. And she's gonna attempt to touch the guy in front of her.
Oh. Uh-oh. Oh!
Oh, shit.
Nice!
Yup.
And you must make attempt a fortitude save.
What does that equal?
It equals a 28.
That's a crit, dude.
Oh, crit! Sorry, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Casual crit.
I'm so. This fight has made me so demoralized that, like, you know, my mental.
Oh my god! Did you listen to Anna Carmen? That was meant for you, Fidget. I'm so sorry.
She was left in her eyes. Fidget. She was looking right at Fidget.
I was looking at the man.
What's that total, Joe?
Fortitude.
Yeah.
28.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Does not.
Spider sting.
Oh fuck me! You said a 28.
Yeah.
Uh oh. Do you sting yourself?
No, I don't. I don't have to roll for spell attack. It's all fortitude save. So nothing happens. You critically succeed. Wait, yeah. 28. No, wait, 28. No, you do not critically succeed. You succeed by. So you still take. 1 point of poison damage, and that's it. That's fucking it.
All right. You know what? That's another point. That's 4 points of damage done by Fidget this battle.
No, more. I got a knife out in the first round.
You're right. Silly me. It's going to attack Anna Carmen.
Helikinetic maneuver is probably expired.
I'm gonna do the nimble dodge.
Okay.
Joe, telekinetic maneuver is probably expired by now.
Oh, Joe. What is that?
That is a 12.
12?
Oh, 13. 13, I'm sorry.
13? Man.
It's not a critical failure. Sorry.
No, it's not.
He's going to attack again. That is a less than a 20.
Nope.
About a 16.
Nope.
And he's angry. He's just going to lash out and try one more time. Oh!
All right.
So it's just going to be a normal hit. I rolled a natural 20. It would have missed with my bonuses, but because it's a natural 20, it bumps it up to just a normal hit because it brings it up one succession.
One day I'll remember that. These rules.
Yeah, his rage paid off, and he does 13 points of damage to Anna Carmen.
Lord, I am hurting. I have 6 health points.
Maybe the poison did something to him, Fidget. Maybe it just made him a little more angry.
Fidget's losing blood and doesn't can't see what's happening right now.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
All right, which one is more beat up looking?
Roll a perception though.
18 total.
The one that's fighting Anna Carmen and Fidget. That one looks like it's hanging on.
Okay, I'm gonna attack it right now. Oh, I'm gonna roll a hero point. I roll a 13, first roll. All right, roll a 10, this one. So that's a waste of a hero point. So I attack it, I miss. And this one that I see kind of coming off, the one that ran off of Naz's, from Naz's like body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to tamper with his weapon. What is his weapon? Is it also a trident?
Trident, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that slime that I gathered at the end of last fight? I'm gonna attempt to stick it on his hands with the trident to give him a penalty.
Okay.
So I'm gonna roll my crafting check against his reflex save. 23 crafting, 12 plus 11.
That is a success.
Regular success. So for one turn, he has a -2 to attack and damage rolls.
Oh, okay.
And then for my third action, I'm just gonna strike that same person, and that's another miss. Jesus.
Damn. You did get one kill, though, so there's that.
And I'm tampering these fools, you know?
Yeah, left and right.
Okay, that's all.
Snap.
So Snap will go here, and then over here, and take a shot at this dude. 14.
14's gonna miss.
And then Snowflake will attack. 18.
No, 18 hits.
Wait, let me check if it's 18. No, it's not 18. It's 16.
16 does not hit. Never mind.
Okay.
Stop playing with me.
All right. That's my turn.
All right. And Carmen.
I am livid. I'm over here, cut up, bleeding, beat up. At this point, I think I'm just going to take a page out of Naz's book and just, like, roll 3 attacks. Because I really don't have the stamina to try to tumble through or even like do any acrobatics right now because I'm hurting. So first attack. Oh my god. First attack, nat 1, baby. Nat 1.
A real struggle tonight.
Shout out to all the nat 1s out there in the world. Just making life harder.
Why are we so bad at rolling?
Joe's got the hacks. We all know this.
Joe. Remember earlier we were talking if Joe's a cheater in board games or not? I think we got our answer.
We got our answer.
I
take offense.
Anything bad happened to me, Joe?
Just you as a person. You get to know that you rolled a natural 1.
Oh, okay. Another attack. 4, baby.
It's gonna miss.
Yeah. All right. So next thing, realistically, the only thing that's gonna hit now is like a 20. So let's go. Another 4, baby!
Oh my god.
No, like, fucking stop hacking my rolls.
I wish. Naz, it's your turn. You're the hero that this party deserves.
Alright, well, the pillar's in my way, right?
Yeah.
But I can phase through it.
You can move around it. If you
this
move,
dude has that whatchamacallit on him, right? The thing that Grimlock put on him?
Yeah, but if you moved one more space, you'd be flanking.
But then I'll only have 1 action left, right?
No.
No, that'll count as 1 action. Okay, yeah. Well, scratch the whole Mario thing.
I'm trying to buy Mario thing.
I didn't understand the Mario thing.
22. The fire, the Mario, the thing of Mario.
I don't understand what Zach says the most anyway.
Flower?
Is this the flower?
His power up?
Yeah.
What does that have anything to do with?
Because I was planning on using my
fire
flame.
Yes.
Okay. You said it as if we all knew what your plan was.
I thought you were gonna jump on his head. That's what I thought.
I was thinking about it, but anyways. I use my jaws, and I rolled a 22.
So that hits. You also get to do sneak attack damage because it's flat-footed.
Oh, deal an extra 1d6.
There we go.
4 points.
So altogether, 6 points.
Yes, he's dead.
He is not dead.
Oh, it's whack.
He's dead. Head fell off.
I bet one of the veins in his neck and his started squirting all over the place and his head fell off.
No.
Yeah, one more action.
But 18? Oh, minus 5, right?
Yeah, it's not gonna hit. That's your turn. It is the guy who moved up. No, the guy who has a minus to attack. He's gonna try to take out this goblin that just bit him. He's sick of it. So that's a 29 minus 2, 27 to hit.
My AC is 17.
All right, that's a crit. So it's gonna do 4d8, and it has its deadly attribute, so it's gonna do an extra d10. So I have a feeling Snap is gonna go down.
Naz.
Why do you keep on calling me Snap?
He's goblin racist. You minus the 2, right, from the thing?
Yeah. 18 plus 11, 29 minus 2, 27.
What?
Yay.
I think Naz is dead. Took 22 points of damage right now.
22 or 27? 20,
you take 20.
20?
24 points of damage.
Minus 2, 22.
22 points of damage.
None of the answers are Dexa.
I'm negative 10.
What does that mean?
It means he's dead.
I'm dead.
No.
No.
No, you're not dead.
Wow.
You're unconscious, though. You're dying.
Yeah, you are dying.
I'm dying.
Sounds like you wanted to die.
You're twitching really funnily.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. He turns around after he takes the trident out of...
Naz. My name is Naz.
Yes, I was thinking of a body part. Your ear. I don't know. It hurts you a lot. Yeah, he's... Not his head, because he didn't kill him.
But an ear strike did 22 damage to him?
You don't have...
You're sensitive.
Fine, his shoulder. He did 20 points of damage to your shoulder. And he rolls to attack against you, Grimlock. Misses with his second attack, because he rolls a 15. And he rolls another 16 to hit you.
No. No.
Okay. Oh, 17. 17 hit?
No.
Okay. And he misses with his second and third attack. That brings us back to you, Grimlock.
All right. I saw this man attack one of the two people. Oh, who?
Fidget. It's your turn.
Oh, all right. Fuck, can't do shit. She's just gonna redo her shield because, you know, needs to be kept up defensive and telekinetic projectile on the dude in front of her. Gonna be a 25.
25 hits.
That's gonna be 11 points of damage, slash damage on this guy. As I throw my knife at him again.
You take him out. Your slashing damage goes against the back of his head, and he just starts to bleed out and falls to the ground.
Another enemy Fidget has killed by stabbing him in the back.
Seems to be a theme.
Yeah.
And that's your turn. It was going to be his turn. Grimlock, now it's your turn.
Okay, I'm attacking the last man who I saw attack Naz. There we go, 23 total.
That hits.
4 plus 4, 8 points of damage.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Is he... Oh, he's still alive? I thought you were going to go on.
No, he's still
alive. Oh, no. Okay.
He didn't hear.
Second attack, I hit his ear. Going for the other ear. That is not it. Not gonna do. That's a 14. And then for the last action, I'm gonna go for a good old trip. Oh.
Oh shit, you trip him. You want a natural 20.
Natural 20, okay, I trip him, he's on the floor. Guys, this is a chance.
This is the
kick
move.
His ass.
This is the famous move.
Everyone gather around. Everyone come in.
Grass is grass.
Snap, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll have Snowflake attack. Oh, misses. He's super low? Like about to die low?
He's not about to super, super low, but he's pretty beat up.
Alright, then instead I'll walk over here and I'll cast Stabilize on Naz for my turn.
Oh, Naz. People care about you.
Day one.
And a Carmen.
So I'm going to go around, limp my way over around this fool, the one that Grimlock called out to everybody jump him. I'm just going to attack and hope to hit. Oh, bam, 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 bam. 18 plus 9, 27.
That's a crit.
Woo!
Flat-footed.
2d6. Beautiful. 9 plus 2 plus another 2. 13.
Plus my
d8.
It's plus.
4. That's plus 4. 13 plus 4.
Everyone get in here.
Alright, he's down on the ground and you stab him through the back, pin him to the ground, and he shudders and dies.
Everybody stomp on him.
As the party commences to stomp the living crap out of this one guy.
Not fidget.
The mayor just in a heap on F3.
Fidget goes check on the mayor.
Were we stepping over the mayor in this entire fight?
Fighting over the mayor.
Oh, beautiful.
Fidget, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
I'm sorry.
Just save a breath. You don't need to say anything right now.
Okay, that's good.
The mayor sounds like he's about to betray you.
I know. Don't trust this man.
Come closer, Fidget. I got something to tell you.
No, I'm good right here.
Fidget, no, it's a secret.
Yeah, you can say it for everyone else. It's fine.
Okay.
Grimlock comes close to the mayor.
Grimlock, come here.
Yeah, what's up? What? Yeah.
Come here. Hey, when I get home, I'm gonna give you gold.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Okay. And you guys can always stay at my house.
What?
You can stay at my house.
Okay, what else?
And, you're my best friend.
That's just Joe talking to Chris.
I know. Always giving Chris gold, let him stay at his house.
I was gonna give it to you, Fidget, but you didn't want to have the secrets.
You're being just real suspect. So I was playing with my gut.
Yeah,
Fidget
isn't concerned with gold.
Unless were you the one that gave my son the firecracker?
Oh my god.
No, that wasn't me. I don't even. What? A what? A fire tracker?
Fire popper. I don't know. It made a boom. And then blood.
It made a boom.
That was the wayward wonder. I saw them with that. With those things.
Those damn circus people.
Yeah, no. Mayor, we told you not to come over here. I mean, this is what happened.
Yeah. I guess I'll go back. Just Harlech is a nice guy. He's a nice guy, and he's an old friend of mine. We go way back.
Who?
Harlech. The guy that runs this place. We talked about him a few episodes ago.
Nor Grimlock remembers who that is.
I don't remember any Harlech. Seems like a big fat lie at the end of his life. He's hiding something from us.
Sounds sus.
I'm not dying, Fidget.
You can be.
What?
Huh? Who said that?
Fidget locks the door.
No, I don't really know what to do now. I guess Harlech is just. I heard that he was taken prisoner by these people.
Well. What you're gonna do is you're gonna just kind of go rest up and heal and head on back, and we'll handle this. All right, we got this. We can handle it from here, Mayor.
Okay, but let me just tell you that Harlech was a good man. He'd never do anything. Just remember that.
Well, you know, we'll be the judge and the jury, and if need be, the executioners. Executioner. Yeah. Grimlock. Yeah, we're on the same page.
I don't think we're on the same page here.
Mr. Mayor, we've had a very hard few days with fighting and a lot of stuff going on. So right now, my usually bubbly optimism is kind of in a small little box in my head right now, and something else is coming through. And right now, I don't feel like talking anymore. So you just may want to leave so you can just, you know, wash your hands of it all.
I will do that. Good luck. Remember, Harlech's innocent, no matter what you think. Bye.
Sorry. Mayor, before you go.
Yes.
What does this ancient rune of F3 represent?
It means that you're, that the god above didn't know how to erase it.
What god?
Abadar. Bye.
I thought it always meant fuck cube.
And he hobbles away.
He hobbling all the way back?
Yeah. He's hobbling all the way back.
What, Miles? He's not going to make it.
Should someone check on him? I don't know if that's why.
See, that's suspicious because he didn't give like Naz or a Snap or Grimlock a chance for him to heal him. You know, zero suspect. I'm not trusting this mayor guy.
Send your friend after him.
Bartholomew?
Yeah, that thing.
No, Bartholomew, what's he going to do?
The mayor comes back. Hey, can I get some healing real fast?
Sir, with all due respect, you weren't the one fighting just now. I would like to get healed first.
Oh, okay. that's fair, but if I could get some healing...
I heal the mayor.
Oh, okay. 19. All right, Glimlock. I thought we had bonded over combat together, but that's fine.
This is why you always stay at my house from now on.
I only heal him for 3, but that's all I got for you, buddy. Or no doctor.
Band-aid on his 5-inch long scar, like bleeding chest. He put a small band-aid on him. Like, oh, I guess this will have to do. I'll just
be on my way. On his wounds.
I'm gonna walk 12 miles back like this. I hope nothing bad happens to me.
Okay, yeah. Be gone.
I wash my hands. Goodbye.
Yes, leave.
And he leaves.
Finally. Jesus. Snap, if you could do me a favor. I'd like some healing, please.
Hasn't been an hour.
Did you heal someone after the fight?
He tried to heal you, so you have to wait an hour during the fight.
Lord almighty. Battle medicine counts as...
Yeah, because it allows you to take the treat wounds action during a fight.
I mean, boy. I guess I'll cast heal for 3 actions.
Oh.
But just at level 1. So that way everybody gets healed 1d8.
Ooh.
7 points.
All right. Thank you, Snap.
Appreciate you. Now I'm at a. Now I'm at a healthy. Now I'm at a healthy 13.
Back to full. Okay.
Do we want to check out this room? Is there anything to note of this room, Joe? Should we even roll perception?
Just the F3.
Nothing even on their bodies. They all melted into the ground like video game characters.
What about
there's stuff on their bodies if you want.
Yeah, what's in the pockets?
They have hide armor. They have gray robes. They have a trident and a wooden shield.
Hide armor. What kind of is that? Light armor? I don't think it is.
I don't know. I think it's medium.
It's medium.
I'm taking a trident. On the way out of here. Actually, can we throw tridents, or do you need a feat for that?
You can't throw tridents.
I'm taking one with me right now.
Right. Ooh. Grimlock, right next to you is a very thick curtain.
Okay. I slowly look past the curtain.
You see a room that has 4 doors in it.
Okay, I removed the whole curtain. Door,
sorry.
There's also a door here.
Yes, there is a door to your north and to your south. There is 2 doors to the north after the curtain, 2 doors to the south, and then a giant double wooden door straight ahead of you that looks like it has like a wooden thing over top of it to like stop people from coming in.
A barricade.
A barricade, yes.
Wait, the barricade is on our side?
It's on the opposite side. You can see it through the window. There's like a little hole that you can see through.
So something has barricaded itself.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So this door is barricaded.
I opened the first door on the north side of the hallway.
We're on a dungeon crawl, guys. Good old fashioned dungeon crawl.
You open this door, and inside it's a very small room, just with a bed. It has a pot in it, and there is... Ooh. You find no gold or nor silver or anything, but in this room there is parchment, there's a quill, and there is also the Holy Book of Gazra, which is the hymns to the wind and the waves.
Not the one we're looking for.
I toss it to the side.
Yeah, that's
put it in the pot.
That sounds like a book of a pretty tubular monk I once heard of.
Yeah.
Who?
Pretty righteous.
So my 25, I just see that still?
Yeah.
25 perception. Okay. Open the next room.
Why is Grimlock just opening doors?
You see, because he's the one that's saying it. You see a room with a single bed, a pot, a chair, a parchment paper, a quill, and another book of the hymns.
Fidget
will open this door.
And I will open the one next to Fidget.
You see a room with a bed, a chair, parchment.
This paper, is a cult.
it's hermitage. It's like a monastery. Okay.
And Anna Carmen, you open this door. And you see a blood soaked bed.
Rule of three.
With parchment paper, quill, the hymns, and a pot.
Okay.
All right. So you're saying that even if we do roll perception checks, like we're not going to find anything, Joe?
That's all you're going to find.
Or is that what you want us to think?
Yeah, Trickster. Joe, you sly dog.
Great. Well, then Fidget will go back into the main room and open up door in the north.
The door to the north. Okay. So in here is a table. Very, very, very plain room with three chairs. A wooden,
really weird. Wooden Why is it just a table and three chairs?
It has a vessel that's filled with water, and the stone walls are completely bare.
The Fidget takes a long, hard drink of water from the vessel.
It's cold.
Warm and stale.
It's fine.
Water is stale.
She was dying. I don't know.
Anyways, I'll go to the bottom one. Excuse me, Snowball.
Snowflake. In here is, it seems like a storage room. It has some barrels of mead, has some salted pork, some parchment paper and quills.
Salted pork.
Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Hey.
How many Lord of the Rings references can we get?
What?
Congratulations, guys. You searched this whole place.
Is there anything of any kind of usefulness in the storage room?
Salted pork.
If I eat it, do I get full health?
You will gain no health, but you'll know that it was salted pretty well.
Then, damn you, Joseph. Okay, has it been an hour?
Yes, the searching has taken an hour.
No, before the hour's up, I unbarricade the door.
So the barricade's on the other side.
Yeah, I know. I unbarricade it. With teleprotected projectile. I lift the barricade up, throw it away.
You hear...
That doesn't require, like, a visual thing?
He says we can see it, so if I can see it, I can throw it.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, the door was closed and it was barricaded from the other side.
Joe said that it's barricaded and we can see it through a window.
If you approach that door, you hear voices on the other side.
I am barricaded.
Right. They all scream in pain.
I'm kidding. I was kidding.
Oh.
Well, okay. I throw it. Dude. Well, I mean, what else are we gonna do? There's nothing else we can actually do in these rooms.
You stopped me from getting healed. That's what you did. That's what you fucking did. You stopped me from getting healed.
You hear?
No, you it back.
You open the door. I'm not going down there. I won't do it. No, you do it. You go down there, you go see what's going on.
Was that Slurk?
Is that a friendly toad? I don't understand who was talking. Or a friendly soldier? Dude?
Can we hide?
Friendly soldiers was talking.
Can we hide?
You can do whatever you want.
I don't know what to do.
They haven't noticed the unbarricaded yet.
I'm gonna sneak. Okay. I don't know where I'm gonna sneak to, but I'm gonna hide.
Okay, so Fidget will address
the room.
Well, guys, so they didn't notice that I unbarricaded it. What if I get their attention? It's the same. Like, what if I, once again, act like bait, you guys hide in the other rooms, And when they all come charging at me, I'll lead them into this room, and you jump them. You jump them.
Just us two, or?
Well, with Snap and Fidget, they're here with us too.
You're Fidget.
Are they? Yeah, well, are they?
Snap and Naz. They're here. Hello. I know they are.
Yeah, I actually like this plan. It's a good plan.
Is Naz even conscious?
Did anyone heal Naz? You healed him. You healed Naz for 7.
He stabilized them. Oh wait, yeah. He did all the health for everybody.
I don't know if it was enough though.
And then there's no negative marker, so he's at zero basically. So he has the ground. He has the set. So he has the 7 you gave him, and then you and Grimlock can heal him too, real fast.
Where are my heals? That's Nathan. You stopped me from getting healed, and now you're dictating them to go heal the other guy.
Well, I mean, Naz hasn't been healed, so they could have healed him while we were searching. You have to wait. It's not my fault.
I'm pretty sure I failed healing Naz in the middle of that fight.
And never mind. Did Grimlock fail healing you, Anna Carmen? Or did Grimlock even attempt to heal you? I don't know.
He healed the mayor, so I've been waiting. I've been waiting patiently.
That's true. Okay. Well, an hour's up, so do the heals now.
Okay. I am going to attempt to heal Anna Carmen.
Fidget E here. I wonder how Tom and them are doing over there.
Is that a pass? Oh my goodness. Struggling.
I'm going to keep an ear on the door waiting to give everyone a signal while everyone heals up.
No, Eberron, you go check. I'm not doing it.
Oh, you're too tall for me, Anna Carmen. Go ask Snap to heal you.
Lord almighty.
Carry tall. <Hey. laughs>
Can't handle a woman, eh? All right.
Yeah, tall freak of a woman.
Okay. I will stab you right here.
I waited till you turned away.
No, I'm still here.
No, roll perception. I try to mumble it under my breath.
Oh, shit. You're lucky I didn't hear that.
He breathes out a sigh of relief that she didn't hear that.
Snap, have a favor to ask, if you're so kind to help me out a little bit. I seem to be still kind of wounded and taken out from the fight before.
Okay. Even though you're pretty tall, I can't really reach. It's
been
difficult.
Oh, yes.
Wait, if I'm an expert in it, that's +8, right?
Mm-hmm. Critical success.
I need to check. 20. Yeah, that's critical. Right? Mm-hmm. Is it over 25? Yeah. Or is it 25?
Yeah.
All right, 2d8 then.
Oh, yes.
Both ones.
10 health total.
I will take it.
And then I'll also heal Naz. Nat 1, hero moment. Nat 20.
Oh boy.
Look at that. So,
okay.
You just grew an inch. 48.
Oh, what? That's crazy.
21 health, baby.
Oh boy.
Hey, why didn't you just maybe feel for the crit for Anna Carmen?
Because that was a critical success. This is a nat 20 critical success. Oh wait. That way you're right.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the difference? I don't.
So you get 20, you actually get more.
23.
Health gets lost in translation of the.
So I get 13 more points
of your height.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get more than him.
Your height threw off Snap's count, please.
I'm throwing the herbs up so they don't all like catch on to you.
Okay. And while we're over here, I fill in the dudes, the little guys with the Fidget's plan. Yeah.
Fidget's by the door, ready, getting ready.
And I'm Yeah, I'm actually gonna be in the opposite room.
I think it's a bad plan.
Well, it's happening.
I'm gonna lead them into this room, Marcus. I'm not gonna take them that far back unless you want to stay that far. It is a curtain. Yeah,
it's a really you do whatever you want. Curtain though.
I removed it. No more curtain.
You did not remove the whole curtain.
I did.
Naz.
Yes. Mm.
Naz, you should get in a room because we're going to try taking by surprise. Yeah, okay, cool. All right, everyone's in positions.
He would pick the room with all the blood in it.
I was about to say.
Fidget will open the door and call out and just kind of like be all and just lit out. Oh no! There's so much blood out here. What happened? There's three dead bodies out here. Just me. What happened out here? I was just coming here to pay my respects to Gazra. Oh, dearie, dearie me. She's gonna just back up a little bit from the door.
I'll go check it. I'll go check it. Yeah, go check it. Go check that. So, one of them comes over.
Mm-hmm.
Comes to the door. Hey!
Oh, thank goodness! Are you a gods right here? Are you from the Hermitage? There's been a terrible accident. There's like three other like men down here outside bleeding. Please come help.
Can you help us?
Help? What do you mean? I just
there's bad things down here. Can you come help us?
You can't swindle the swindler, Joseph.
No, but seriously, there's bad things over here.
But look, and she like points out at her bloody clothes in her hands. She's like, please help! There's a lot of carnage. I just can't take this by myself.
hold on. Let me get my friends. Hold on.
Yes, please bring all the help you can. I need help.
Okay.
I switched places.
I chose the wrong people. Everyone, get over here. Okay. What's going on?
Oh, just the most terrible thing. Color
Floppy,
spray.
Floppy, hold on. Floppy, come here.
I color spray all three of them. I color spray all three of them. As soon as that slur came in the room, I color spray all three of them.
And we'll pick that up next time.
Is his name Floppy?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.